Today's daf is daf Lamed Beit. We're holding in the second parakeet of Mitziot in Masechet Bavli Mitziah. So we're holding now on Lamed Aleph Amud Beit at the at the top of the wider lines. So the Mishnah said, "Hayabatel min asela lo yomar lo ten li sela lo ten lo scharo kepoel." Lashon the Mishnah is that you pay him like a worker, which per pashtut means you pay him a minimum wage. Now, it clarifies in the Braita, noten lo scharo kepoel batel. You pay him like, it sounds like a worker who isn't doing anything, which doesn't make sense. I mean, what is that supposed to mean? He's certainly doing something. I mean, he's not simply sitting there watching. He has to go around to try to find out who the owner is. So what does that mean? Omer Abaye means kepoel batel shelotam malacha de batel mina. What it means is, you take a look at his normal salary. This is even without a tnayim beitin. Take a look at his normal salary and then figure out what a guy making a salary like that would be willing to take in loss to have an easier job like Ashavat Avidah. And then you pay him his vacation, so to speak. So you have to pay vacation. His vacation, instead of digging pits, is to return Avedah. So he's certainly ready to take a little cut and pay for a day to be able to have that. Now, how about if he doesn't want to take that cut and pay? So then, Imeisham Beitin Matnev Ifneim, he could certainly say to a Beitin, look, I can't afford to take a vacation. So the only way that I can do this is by not losing the money that I need. So then he can do that. But it would have to be in front of a Beit Din. Now, once happened that Iser and Rav Safra were friends. They went ahead and Ovid Iskabadi Adari, they got into a business deal together. They're selling things and so on. And then at the end of the period, Iser wasn't around. Rav Safra needed some cash. So he went and he did the accounting on his own. And he split the profits and set aside the things for Isser. So Ozer of Safra probably below died to the Isser, but he brought two people in who were able to assess that he was doing everything correctly. He had an accountant there. So he did it in front of two people that would witness everything that was being done. It was all very transparent. So he did it by Ape Betre. So when Isser came back, he sued him. He said he had no right. I don't trust him. I don't know what he did. So he comes out to the Kamin to Rabba Baravuna, and Rabba Baravuna said, well, okay, all you need to do is bring in the court that you used for doing this, for splitting up the money. Oh, well, you don't need to bring all three members of the court. I mean, you could bring two out of the three members of the court if you want. So Treimi go to what? Or, you know what, you could even bring two witnesses that you did this in front of a court of three. Inami Treis Adi, the Palak of Abi Beklad. However, since you don't have any of that, my friend, give him back all the money. Omar Lei, where do you get that from? Min halacha. So Rav Safra told Rabba Baravuna, where the heck do you get such halacha from? This isn't a court issue. It's a professional issue. Omar Lei, oh, I got it from that old Mishnah back there in Bav Metzia. Im yesham beit din matne bifnehem. But how about ein sham beit din bifnehem yatne shelo kodem? So you see over there that you don't return the Aveda. If there's no Beit Din, the only possible way you can ensure that you can get this money is by going to a Beit Din. And therefore, since you require the koach of Beit Din, in that the acceptance of this Beit Din, because the other person hasn't agreed, so the acceptance of this Beit Din has to be predicated on the power of Beit Din to define momentous. Well, a Beit Din of two doesn't have that power. So you see from there that it doesn't help to have two witnesses. So Rav Safra said to him, what the heck is the connection between what I'm doing and I had a business arrangement, okay? The business was scheduled. We were scheduled to end all sales April 1st. I came along on April 2nd. Isser wasn't here. I wanted my money. I called up the accountant firm. They sent out two guys. We went through the whole. What does this have to do with the business? I don't understand what you're saying. Over there, you're talking about mafik mamona mahayu motiv lahari. There you want to tell me you need a court to take money out of the hands of the guy who has the Avedo claims, I never agreed to pay him and so on. Obviously, you're giving it to someone's money to somebody else. Of course you're going to need a court to do that. Where else do you get the koach to remove money from one person and give it to another? But over here, I'm taking my own money. All I need to show is that it was done honestly, right? Where do you get the idea that to prove that something is done honestly, that you need a court? So Abel Hacha, Didi Shakli, I'm taking my own cash out of the kitty. So it's a Gilui Milta V'Amo. All we need is to expose the fact that it's honest. It's very interesting that the modern word transparent is Gilui Milta. Uncover it, let it be clear to all, right? So that's all we need to do. So I got two accountants. I don't know how much better you could do than that. Well, they're also Edim, but I mean, obviously they were able to tell, to have Edim that say we watched him count the money doesn't mean anything. I mean, obviously they have to say that everything that was done properly. So it seems to me your psak makes absolutely no sense. I think you better review it. But trade psak is like, teda. And I'll prove that to you, by the way. Doesn't it say that an almana who is selling now her husband's things, right? And she needs now, she wants to get her bills in the makolet paid. She doesn't have to go to court. She can actually get those bills paid outside of court. She just sells the property. I mean, obviously, we need to have indications that the sale is done properly. She's getting the right price. So fine, you go to an assessor, you go to a professional, and she sells. But since she has the right to the money, we're certainly not needing the court's interference to give her that right. So you see, you don't need a court. So I don't need a court either. So he said to him, Omar Lay, then no, that's a special case. That actually, this was explained as not she doesn't need a court. She does need a court. The only thing is that she doesn't need a court that are mumchim in dine mominus. Mumchim over here does not mean smuchim, because you never need smuchim, as the Rishonim pointed out. But you do need avotzricha beitin shel hedyotot. You still need three people that are professional in knowing whether what you did was right or wrong. So that means that there's two different functions over here. There's the power of the court in terms of taking money away from somebody. That's true. There you would need mumchin, and that you don't need. But I'm saying you only had two people, and Isser wasn't there. And therefore, you wanted to act without the presence of the other individual. That you need at least a Beit Din Shel HaDyotot in order to establish that it was done correct. Continues the Halakha Mishnah. Matzah Berefet. So now we are continuing to discuss the placement of a thing that makes you act as if it's an aveda. Because remember, we said that it's usually not such a good thing to take an aveda. If you don't know it's an aveda, that's the worst thing to do. Because if it isn't, then you're taking it away from the Baalim, or at the very least, making his life a lot more difficult than it would have been otherwise. So we continue on to a strange thing. Matzah berefet, if you find the animal in the barn, in chayav bawe. It sounds a little bit weird, obviously. So the Gemara is going to discuss what kind of refit we're talking about over here. But if you find the animal in Rishat HaRabim, then you are Chayavva, which again doesn't make any sense. I mean, we had all discussion before. The animal is out there munching, and the only way we said you Chayav before is where it was running madly in the street, and it was facing out of town. How can you say if you find an animal in Rishat HaRabim? It seems to contradict everything that we learned yesterday. All of this we'll discuss. Im Haytav Beit HaKvarot, and he's a Kohen. So now, if this para is there in a way that he can only get to by being over on an Isser Dioraita of Tum Afra Kohen, lo yitameila, he shall not be metame himself, as we saw earlier, even if there wouldn't be the problem of there being an ase and a lotase of kedoshim to you as well on the Kohen, and therefore anyway, the ase of Hashavat Avedah would not be doche, an ase and a lotase. Even if that wouldn't be the case, we never are doche Isser for Momon. There was a moment, the guy could always be mevatra on the moment, but Isser is an absolute. So that's for sure, he can't be mitami. Now, how about if his father says to him to go ahead and be mitami? Now, obviously, his father would have to say to be mitami only is something that the father needs. In other words, there is no, contrary to popular opinion, there is absolutely no chiyuv to listen to a parent. The parent can't tell you what to do. He can only tell you to be mechaved him. So he can't just tell him, go and be tummy. I mean, it's ridiculous. He could tell you, see that bottle of Coke in there? I'm very thirsty. We're not going to get another bottle of Coke. So get in there and give me a bottle of Coke. That he can say, but you don't listen to him because there he's telling you to be over an Isser. Now you'll say, okay, but there you have an assay, and then lota sevi assay, so obviously, you more or less that question. Why do I need now to prove that? I mean, that's a general cloud, no? So we'll see. So even though your father told me to be tummy, or for that matter, the father said, don't give back that aveda. So indeed, the Rishonim asked, what do you mean? Why in the world? I have no chiyuv of listening to him. I don't have a chiyuv of listening to him not to do anything. He could tell me, don't go to the bar. It's not your business. If I go to a bar, don't go to a bar. But here it's talking about that he said, look, I don't want you busy with this mitzvah business. I need help right now in cleaning up my room. That, yes, so that he can tell you. So there it becomes now a chiyuv because of kibud. Okay? So if that's the case, how about if the father tells him, al takzir, lo yishmalo, he should go now and do the mitzvah and not do what it is that the father needs done. Getting now to prikau to ina. So somebody who went ahead, we did spoke about this in terms of Avedah. But here he helped an animal that had collapsed. He removed everything from it, and then he reloaded it. Three blocks later, the animal has collapsed again. Okay, he goes and he does it again. Barak v'ta'an. Another block later, it again collapses. Afilo arbaba chamisha pa'amim chayav. Shenemar azov ta'azov. See what it says there? You have to go ahead and do it again and again. However, if the guy was halak v'yashavlo, he goes and he says, look, you look like a really frum guy. And frum guys usually can't figure this out, okay? So I'm going to have a cigar, and you're a guy that does mitzvah, so you take care of the mitzvah. So over there, he figures he's got you over a barrel. What are you going to do? You can't say just because you're a jerk, I'm not going to do a mitzvah, right? So he tells you, halak v'yashavlo. So he sits down and says, I got to watch this. This is really interesting. So he says, but you got the mitzvah. Whoever lecha mitzvah. I mean, far be it from me to tell you what to do. You know, if God matters to you, I'm certainly not going to help you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Patur, shenemar imo. It has to be together with him. Azov tazov imo, not on your own. However, if the guy is a zakeno chole, and he can tell, the imo is not mechayev you to only work where the guy is working with you. It's telling you that you don't have to work where he specifically refuses to work with you. So it's two different issues here, as we had yesterday. The Balaam isn't there and doesn't know about this, but this is an equivalent case. He's unable to work. Mitzvah min ha-Torah lifrok avlo lit'on. There is a mitzvah d'oraita to take a load off of an animal, but not to put the load on the animal. Now, we know that's ridiculous. I mean, there's two separate parshas in the Torah. One that's prika, one that's te'ina. But we already know what this means, because we saw yesterday that we have a machloket between the Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon, and here Rabbi Shimon Amar af lit'on, there's a mitzvah even to be to'in, to load up the animal, but the machloket here is not whether there's a chiyav v'chla, but whether there's a chiyav to do without being paid. So according to Rabbi Shimon, you have to do even te'ina b'chinam. According to the Tanakama, te'ina, you're only machloket to do if the guy is ready to pay you to do it. Rabbi Yossi agli le'omer. Rabbi Yossi agli says, look, I mean, this animal that keeps breaking down over here, im ye imayalav yeter al masa'o, if this animal is being overloaded, and the owner keeps insisting on overloading it, ein zakuklo. You don't help him. He's an idiot. So if he's the chamor, then certainly don't help the chamor. Shenemar tachat masa'o, masoi sheyachol lamod bo. What does masa'o mean? It's appropriate, maso. It's masa. It doesn't belong to the chamor, does it? So it's tachat masa'o could only mean, otherwise we'd say tachat masa. It's saying tachat masa'o, it's got to be saying something. What's the possessive to an animal of a masa? The possessive is appropriateness. That masa, which is his, meaning which is appropriate to him. Omar Rava, getting back to the beginning of the Mishnah that discusses finding an animal in a barn and the great chiddush that don't return it. What does that mean? So it says Rava, well, obviously we have to define this refet, okay? This refet, sha'amrun, eina mat'ah, but it's also eina mishamer. There's nothing about this refet that will force the animal out. So in other words, it's not as if an animal in this refet will not be able to eat. And is going to have to leave in order to find food, in which case it might as well be outdoors. So there's food there. It's not that this refet is full of signs, like say on all four walls that say, I'd rather be skiing or I'd rather be sailing. You know, in which case any animal in there is going to make out as quickly as it could. Or the equivalent for an animal, nice doors, as some of the Rishonim say, on all four sides got doors. The outdoor beckons, right? It's not that kind of thing. Or others learn, it doesn't have like an easy to get out of door. The animal will have to go around the corner and get out to a little bit of a maze. But it can get out. So, but there's nothing that's encouraging it to get out. It's not under pressure to get out. On the other hand, it's obviously escapable. Yeah?
Any barn?
We're trying to define it now. We're getting to it.
The owner's barn?
We're going to get to it. Okay. Eina mata. You're right on that ball sometimes too fast. Got to give me a chance. Give me a chance. So, eina mat'ah ve'ina mishameret. So what we have over here is a situation where it's in a place where it isn't really shamur. So it could wander away, but it's also not out there in the open. So obviously, eina mat'ah, I mean, if it says eina chayavba. Now, this is a little ridiculous. to say that, you know, Chayavba, if Lamaisa, the barn is irrelevant because the animals just might just as well be outdoors. On the other hand, Eina Mishamerit, I mean, obviously it can't be that it's the animal is well taken care of. Because, I mean, if you have to tell me in the mission you're not Chayav as an Aveda, if this was Mishumerit and I found the animal, where would I put it? I put it in the barn. So I put it in the barn, but if it's in the barn, it's an Aveda, take it out of the barn. What's that supposed to mean? I mean, if you need to tell me, I mean, obviously, Sakdar Mishamerit. So then, Hashta Mishkar Kalavroi, Maila Lagavoi, didn't we say yesterday that the extra word of the Hashif to Shivein comes to tell me, you don't have to tell the guy, just put it in the barn. So if I would put it back in the barn, that would be the solution for it being an Aveda. So you need to tell me, and Mishkar Kalav Migavoi, mi boy, that if it's in the guy's barn, Abba, that I don't have to put it there. That would be the way I would return it to him in the first place. El Shema Mina, Eina Mishamer. Clearly, it's not well watched here. Shema Mina. So apparently, there's no door. It belongs to the guy. The animal can wander away. The man has not returned. The door is lying on the ground. But it's not going to walk out necessarily. And therefore, it's a balance. So very often the animal will stay there. Don't start up now. Take it to your house. The guy's going to come back this afternoon. And he goes, oh, no. He's going to call all of his friends. He's going to start walking around, trying to find an animal that ostensibly wandered away, while all along it was the Good Samaritan.
You see a lost animal in someone else's barn?
It's in his barn.
But if it's in someone else's barn, you're obligated to take it out and bring it home.
If it's Shamur, no. The only Kalvachom, why did Rava say it's got, what's the Raya of Rava? The fact that if I would have found it outside, what would have been my achrayas to put it back in his barn? So obviously, Rava's got to be talking about that it's in the place where I would have had to give it back. So it must be his. Okay. Omar Rabbi Yitzchak.
Could a person be over gazela by taking something that he shouldn't have taken as an aveda?
Well, not where his intent is to return it. I mean, because remember, the way in which you get something defines whether it's an act of gazela. That we saw before. That was Rava's try statement before. If you took it, not to return it. Rovan lo tigzal, an lo tuchali talem, and an ashef tashiv. If you didn't take it, but then you changed your mind later. Remember that whole discussion. So that's where we get involved in the gazela element.
Good boy. Really.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Really go prove intent. And Okay. So now we have another question, which is also innate in Abba's original question. Where is this barn? So Omar Rabbi Yitzchak says over here, find in a barn, Yarkaya. It's talking about that the refet is not out of town somewhere. Where if the animal does wander away, then we got serious problems. The refet is still betokatum, so it's within a kilometer of the town. But that's mashma, in other words, that if it was Bereshut HaRabim, which is what the Mishnah contrasts in the case of the refet, then even if it would be in town, you would be chayav. Now, all the Rishonim point out, what? But what about all the sikkah we had yesterday? Where the only time that you're chayav it's in Rishut HaRabim is where it's running in Rishut HaRabim, or even if it's running away from town, as Rav explained. So most are maskim that there's a difference between tzad haderech and tzad of the Rishut HaRabim. Because a Rishut HaRabim is terrifying. It's one thing to be at the edge of a nice country road and sitting there munching plastic. Sitting over there at the corner of a highway with 18-wheelers roaring by and all of these noises and these bipeds walking around. For an animal, that's a very scary thing. And at one point or another, it's going to bolt. And where's it going to bolt to? So therefore, you have to assume no reasonable animal is going to live in Manhattan. And it must be, by definition, it must be lost. Right. Or it's certainly going to be lost, so for all intents and purposes, it is lost. Oh, the lonely porot. Okay, so that's the first approach in Rabbi Yitzchak. Ikidamat, now, seven of the others who say that actually Rabbi Yitzchak wasn't referring to the barn. He was referring to the Rishut HaRabim issue directly. And he said, now, why Rishut HaRabim Chayavba? Is that not against what we learned before, that if it's outdoors, it's okay? And he explained, Omar Rabbi Yitzchak, according to this version, Ve'usho medet chutzutchum. We're talking about over here that it's now on a highway, not in the city anymore. It's on the intercity road. So over there, in Ochinami, it's lost. Mechlal de berefet, afilo medet chutzutchum nami, enochayavba. By the way, the case of the para in the Betak Farot is almost iconic in Sfat. all the parot are always in the Beit HaKvarot. It's amazing. It's like straight out of the pictures. Tana Rabbanan. Oh, sorry. But Beit HaKvarot, it says, you should not be metameh. And if his father says, go into the Beit HaKvarot to be metameh, you don't listen to him. Now, the Braita explains, why don't you listen to a father? I mean, she amarlo avivi tameh. Or shamarlo al takzir. And again, amarlo al takzir, as the Rajba points out, has to mean in a way that you'd be chayef to listen, if it wouldn't be a Beit HaKvarot. So he's telling, I need your help now. Don't go and do your thing. Okay. So how do you know that you don't listen to him? Shenemar ish imo va'aviv tirao ve'chaptotai tishmoro ani Hashem. So when it says ani Hashem, this is how Rashi understands the drasha, the statement ani Hashem is to put the issues all together and to say, look, kuchem chayavim bichvodi. I told you about Shabbat. Your father is just as chayav as you are in that Shabbat. So it does not make sense for your father, where the only basis of the kavod that you're supposed to have for him is the fact that I told you we mechave him, that his kavod should override my kavod if he himself is chayav in this kavod to me. So therefore, if he tells you, don't do the chvod shamayim, that's outrageous. So don't listen to him. So what are you saying? Without that, Allah b'achi, what if it wouldn't be for that special drasha? You're saying, I mean, it's like there would be some basis to suggest that I should say that the chiyav aseh of kibud av ve'em should be docha now the lotase of the Kohen's tumah. But that, remember, is not a lotase. That's an aseh and a lotase, because it also says kedoshim yiyu, and kedoshim yiyu means unexposed to tumah as well. So why would I have thought that? Vahai, is it not vamai? Hai aseh vahai lotase. And the rule would be without a special pasuk that en aseh lo atiase v'dachiyat lotase v'yase, obviously. Says the Gemara, nonetheless, I still need a special pasuk, you know? Because since we find that the Torah has compared the honoring of a parent to the honoring of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, shenemar kan kabed et avicha v'et imecha, v'nemar lehalan kabed et Hashem mihonecha, that here on the one hand it says, be mechaved your parents. But on the other hand, it also says, be mechaved the Lord from your money. So, therefore, if we're comparing the two, hilchach letzayit with, maybe indeed God has told you that the honor of a parent is equivalent to his own. Now, the question is, even if it would be, so it's equivalent, but we're back to the rule. So, what does this have to do with it? Just because it's equivalent, so therefore I should be mevatel the rule of einaseh der dochi, lo taaseh v'aseh. Equivalence doesn't change that rule. It's irrelevant to it. So it's very interesting that the Yerushalmi brings this as an Hashem is more makbid, not the same. Because when it comes to your father and mother, it doesn't say mehonecha. So let's say your father needs something, and you don't have any money, and he doesn't have any money. So you'd have to bang on the doors to ask for charity to be able to buy him a coat. But when it comes to kavod shamayim, mehonecha, if you have the money, but you're not mechuyev, you have to go out. You see, he's more makbid on the kibud av ve'em than on his own cover. Therefore, I would have thought that's also mechayev, to be more makbid in terms of listening to him when it comes to the shayla of going into that Beit HaKvarot. It's a gilui milta of the Alma. Tosfos actually asked, what do we need this mishnah for? You could say it, Hashem Elokecha Tira. It's the same thing. This is because we're looking for a pasuk that mentions the word kovod in it. But it's really only a gilui milta. So it's mehonecha. There it says it openly. You know, but we understand that the chiyav is a diuraita.
So why are we bringing this here and not in the suya of Veda? I mean, this issue could have been brought anywhere.
It could have, but we've raised the issue legabi aveda, al takzir. And we also raised the issue originally about Aveda without the father. It's a Kohen bebeit hakvarot, and the Aveda is bebeit hakvarot. So the previous mission already raised the question of Isser and Maman and two mitzvahs. One. So let's see whether a pattern emerges that gives us more of a profound reason to have this here. So therefore, I need the pasuk here to tell me, kamash malan. Okay, the next thing that the Mishnah told us was, supposedly, it seems to be saying, Mitzvah min HaTorah lifrok, aval lo liton. Now that's impossible. So it's like, well, what do you mean there's no mitzvah liton? I mean, you certainly can't mean there's no mitzvah at all liton. Ilem aval lo liton klal? I mean, there's two separate parshas in the Torah. Mishnah Prika. In Prika it says, Azov to Azov Imo. By Te'ina it also says, Hakim Takimi Imo. Get that animal back on its feet and moving. So what could the machloket be here? Ela, what it must be, is that the Tanakhama is saying, mitzvah minat Torah lifrog, there's a mitzvah to take a struggling animal's burden off its back, but that is bechinam, even if the guy doesn't want to pay you. But to load the animal up again, that you only have to do b'sachar. Whereas Rabbi Shimon is saying, zu b'zu bechinam. Now, obviously, we are going to be getting into a very important sugya, which is, what is the Torah's relationship to the pain of animals? Because the first thing that strikes you about this discussion is that there's a different indication of sensitivity to the animal situation, where it's overloaded, than where you have to load it up, which is essentially a sensitivity to the owner's situation. And here we find there's a machlokas Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon about whether there's any difference between Prika v'Te'ina. So here would be the perfect place for us to get into the question of whether Tzar Ba'alei Chaim is in fact a principle in the Torah, or whether it's only a Durabon. All right. So now, says the Gemara, obviously, so Maitamayu Durabonin, where did the Rabbanan get it from? The Rabbanan say, look, why in the world would the Torah give us two separate parshas? One for Prika and one for Te'ina. Isakadaita Karebi Shimon. Would the Torah not simply write Te'ina? So it would say, look, you know, Azov Tazovimo, you know, Akem Takimimo, so do the Te'ina, but I don't need a Pasuk of Prika, because I would make a Kal V'Chomer. And I would say, look, if by Te'ina you don't have Tzar Ba'alei Chaim, now here's where we get involved in Tzar Ba'alei Chaim. Over here the animal is not struggling with a load, it's not in pain, and nonetheless the Torah is telling me that I'm going to have to reload it. And lekach chisaron kis, it's also not going to be damaged. The animal's not going to be damaged now. And nonetheless, am chayim. Prika, the itba tzar ba'alei chayim, v'chisaron kis. Lo kol shekein. So certainly where I've got an animal struggling, and it's in pain, and also may end up suffering damage, so obviously I would have to help it. Therefore, say the Rabbanan, there's got to be a difference between the two chiyuvim. So l'may yochet akat v'rachmana, lomar l'ka prika v'chinam tina v'sfar. Must be that the one that involves Tzar Ba'alei Chaim, I can't ask money from. But the one that involves only the owner's problem, I can ask money from. So there you see that there's a nafkamina between Prika V'Te'ina for Rabbi Shimon. So why does Rabbi Shimon disagree with that? Well, we already know from yesterday. Rabbi Shimon might time up. Rabbi Shimon says, look, there is no way to write one and not the other. Because I wouldn't have known which one it means which. The only way I know which one means which is by contrasting the Azov to Azov with the idea of Hakem Takim. But if I didn't have both psukim, I would not know what is what. So I say that it's lo misai mekroi, the psukim are not clear enough on their own. And the Rabbanan say, you got a problem in reading? What's your problem exactly? Amai lo misai mekroi. What do you mean? One pasuk says, "Roveitz tachat masao ki tirech hamor sonaacha roveitz tachat masao." Now tell me what roveitz tachat masao means. Struggling over there, right? Azov to azovim, as it's struggling under its burden. You get this picture of the legs breaking down, and there it is. And so that's talking about, obviously. I mean, it's very clear what it's talking about. And the other one says, if you see Hamor Achicho Shro, Noflim Baderach, I can't think of, what is Noflim Baderach? Noflim Baderach means they're scattered over the highway. The load's already fallen off. The animal's lying there, it's given up. And this poor guy is sitting there again waiting for Shagrir. I mean, that's the situation. The pasuk is very graphic. I don't understand what the problem is. So Hatam Klim Noflim Baderach, which means Ramu Inu, Utu Unayu, Uruchah Mashma. The Mashmaut is that it and its burden are both in the street. Rabbi Shimon says, how do you know that? I read Noflim Baderach means, possibly, if I hadn't seen both, Inu v'tiunayu alayu. I see this, you're talking about graphic. I mean, it's very graphic. It's already fallen down, splat. And there it is with this thing on its back. You can't get it off. The animal is sitting and groaning. Whereas Rovetz Tachamaso I see as struggling with an improperly loaded load, trying to walk, being dragged down to one side, and somebody needs to help the guy balance the load. I don't get it. I mean, I can see it both ways. So therefore, I need both circuits. I'm not Rava, but one thing I can tell you, look, this is not as relevant as the common denominator. The common denominator is, everybody agrees that Tzar Bala Chaim is Deoraita. That's the common denominator. So, Midivir Shneihem Nilmat Tzar Bala Chaim Deoraita, because even Rabbi Shimon is only arguing, as you just explained, because he says, well, I wouldn't know which one is which. Okay, but if I would know which one is which, I would agree with you. We've got a Kal V'Chomer. What the heck is a Kal V'Chomer? What's really the difference between the Te'ina and the Prika? The difference is obvious. The Prika has a suffering animal. Now, if the Torah does not take the suffering of animals seriously, who cares if you've got a suffering animal? Call the SPCA, but that's irrelevant to the dinim of Prika V'Te'ina. So it must be that Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim are both in agreement that, of course, the Torah takes the suffering of animals seriously. So if that's the case, you're telling me that this there would be a gilui that Tzar Bala Chaim is the oraita, and it needs to be considered as one of the elements of this equation. Let's see that inside. Because I feel the Rabbi Shimon, but if Misai Mikroi, we would have had a Kal V'Chomer. Now, what's the Kal V'Chomer? Why is it more obvious that I should have to unload an animal if I know that I need to load the animal? So certainly I need to unload. Why? I mean, Mishum Tzar Bala Chaim, I guess, right? So, Lav Mishum Tzar Bala Chaim Darshinan. Says the Gemara, not necessarily. Maybe it's because of the other problem. Remember that there were two things mentioned. There's also the chance that the animal will be permanently damaged. So maybe that's the issue. Maybe it's because of Chisaron Kis. No? I mean, Deme Shudike Chisaron Kis. So what he's saying is like this. How can it come? Umati inadalet ba Chisaron Kis. In loading up an animal, I'm not avoiding the loss of money. So nonetheless, I'm chaya. So unloading the animal where the animal is now possibly going to be permanently damaged. So to eat Bachisron Kis lo koshikin? How can you say that? I mean, come on. Obviously, it's case dependent. I mean, what are you telling me? You're not going to lose money. You're darn right you're going to lose money. What if this is a refrigerated chamor? So now what are you going to do? Now here, the refrigeration is broken down. All of that meat's going to rot. You're never going to get it to the butcher. You're talking about the loss of thousands of dollars of steaks. Or, for that matter, it's even worse than that. You got the animal lying in the middle of the street, you got a bunch of muggers coming, and they'll take it all. So how can you say there's no loss? Milo Askina, I mean, we're certainly not limited to one case. Are we not talking even about a case that now the refrigerated chamor is never going to get the meat to the market? And how about the other problem? Maybe there's going to be a mugging of everything that he's got. So obviously, the issue is Tzar Bala Chaim. And by the way, I mean, I'll prove it to you. Take a look at Tzar Bala Chaim Deoraita. Take a look at the Sefer. Rabbi Yossi Aglili argues. And what does Rabbi Yossi Aglili say? Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, well, if the animal is carrying more than he should have loaded it on, then let him drop dead. You don't have to help him because he's such an idiot. So, Ein Zakuklo, Shinema Tachat Masa'o, Masui Sheyachol La'amodbo. So now that's Rabbi Yossi Aglili. The Tanakhama obviously disagrees, right? Why does the Tanakhama disagree? Because the Tanakhama says the owner might be a chamor, but that doesn't mean the chamor is a chamor. So you have to help the poor chamor. So just because the guy is treating the chamor wrong doesn't mean that I should let it suffer.
And Rabbi Yosef
would disagree with that? Rabbi Yosef disagrees, exactly. Apparently the machloket is whether Tzar Bala Chaim is the oraita. So therefore, it's clear that the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon are both of the opinion that it's because of Tzar Bala Chaim and not because of some other issue such as monetary loss, which I believe would be just as likely in one case as the other. Says, well, I mean, I don't know, you know, this may be a completely different question. The Machloket, the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yosef. I mean, I'm not disagreeing with the possibility, but I don't think that you can bring a riot because Dilma B'Tachat Masa'oplik. They may just be arguing about what the meaning is of the use of a possessive by an animal. Maybe that's the point. In other words, it could be that Rabbi Yossi says, look, you do not use possessive for animals who can't own things, unless it's coming to tell you something about its appropriateness for the animal. So Rabbi Yossi says, what can you do? The Torah says, it has to be master shirk olam oto. Whereas the Rabbanan say, possessive is loose. It just means the thing that it's carrying, that's all. But you don't have a right to darshan, it has to be appropriate for it. But maybe ain't archinami. We are not discussing over here the issue of Tzar Bala Chaim per se. And by the way, I can actually bring you a raya to that. Teda, the Tzar Baruch Chaim loved the oraita. You want to look at this Mishnah? And you want to take a look at Reb Yossi? I say, forget about Reb Yossi. Take a look at the Mishnah itself. What does the Mishnah say? If the guy takes out a cigar, goes to the side of the road, and he says, okay, you're Mr. Bleeding Heart, you go take care of it. So then what happens? You don't have to take care of it. Now what, just because this guy's making fun of the SPCA, so all of a sudden they're not going to take care of it? Why aren't you going to take care of it for the poor suffering animal?
Must be
that there is no chiyuv for the poor suffering animal. Otherwise, how do you understand the fact that the Torah patered you from going ahead and helping the animal? So it says, if halach v'yashav lo, v'omar lo, ho'il v'alecha mitzvah lifrok, prok. So then your potter, shenemar imo, v'yisak adayta k'tzar balachan diyoraita. What's the animal's issue? Mali ite lamori ba'dei, mali kileta lamori ba'dei. I mean, we need to deal with the Tzar of the Behema, no? I can tell you, as far as that's concerned, Tzar Baruch Chaim is the oraita. When you say potter over here, what do you think it means? Mi savrit potter means potter legamre. We already saw in this Mishnah the use of the question of whether there's a chiyav, meaning is there a chiyav for free? So what that means is, okay, Mr. Smart Alex, cigar smoker, you smoke your cigar, I'll take care of your animal, and I'll go into court and get you to pay me. That's what it means. So over there would have to be, I'll help you all right. But it has to be besachar, because the only time that I'm a chuyif to help you without your paying for it is if you're going to work together with me. So this cigar is going to cost you well. I happen to be a heart specialist. Okay, so if that's the case, then we don't have a raya from here. So maybe the meaning is that hachi ka'ama, point is, what does the emo mean in the Torah? That ki ite lamar abate avad gabe bechinam. If the owner is there working hand in hand with you, then you have to help him. But kileta lamar ba'adeh, if he wants to smoke a cigar, so then you do it, but obviously he's going to have to pay. So then ova gabe b'sachar. But in achinami, of course, the Tzar Baruch Chaim you must respond to, and that's the oraita. The question is whether you could get the guy to pay for it. Okay, so from there we don't have a right. But now we're going to bring you five different brayot to prove one way or the other. That's the siman over here. So lema misayale. Okay, brayot number one, behemat. It's a behemat oved kochavim betapel ba kebehemat Yisrael. So now, if you've got an animal of a goy, you're going to have to take care of that animal exactly the same as you would a Jewish animal. This does not mean the animal worships Avodah Zorah or the animal is a perfectly kosher Jew. It's referring to whom it belongs. So, yamet bishlema tsar balei chayim dioraita. Now, I mean, we know when it comes to Shavat Avidah, the Torah says achicha. So, why over here is it different? So if you're telling us another issue over here, the issue is Tzar Baruch Chaim, and by Tzar Baruch Chaim, I mean the Torah is B'chayim, who cares who the owner is? I have to worry about the animal, not the owner. That would explain why you metapel b'kebemat Yisrael. But if you're telling me that Tzar Baruch Chaim is not the right, so then am I metapel b'kebemat Yisrael? Why would this issue be any different than the Ashavat Avedah issue, where the Torah is only marked but on the loss of Yisrael? We don't have a social contract with Akum. No, says the Gemara, maybe the point over there is hata mishum eva. I mean, the deal is a lot of things that you may not be mechuyev to do as far as the Ikar Din is concerned. We are concerned for the de facto social contract, which is that we're stuck with the situation, being in Galut. And so memela, we cannot establish that there are two different human levels of social contract. So memela, we're going to end up creating an awful lot of anti-Semitism when we refuse to treat your animal. So because of that, you can't bring a riot from here. That's because it's Tzar Baruch Chaim. By the way, I mean, it's Mistarba like that also. I can have Mistarba. Because it says, you see, if it's going around now and it's carrying Yayin Esach, so then there is no Chiyev to be Mizdakei. But you're telling me that the issue of Tzar Baruch Chaim per se is not the Oraita, and it's only because of Eva. So over there, there's a way out of it. You could say, you know, I'm sorry, Jews are not allowed to, I don't care who's it, it's not doing you. I mean, even if it was Jewish Yayin Nesach, I'm not allowed to deal with Yayin Nesach. But Yamid, you're right. I mean, what's the poor animal? What does the animal care what's on its back? I mean, it's not any lighter just because it's Yayin Nesach. So Yamid, you're right. Am I Ein Zakukla? No, that's not a proof. Maybe what it means is referring to not taking it off of its back. Maybe here it's referring to Ti'inah. Not the pre-ka. So in other words, it's saying if the burden that has fallen off of the truck is Yayin Nesek. So remember, we have to put it back on. But maybe Enochinami, if the animal is staggering under a load of...
Even Yayin
Nesek. So then Enochinami, for Tzabai Lachaim, you would have to take it off. That you can't say. So Enochikoma, Ulahat Ina Yayin Asur, Ein Zakuk. Okay, Tashma, how about this case? This is the second Behemah. Behemah Tovet Kochavim, but the load is a Jewish load. So then, it says, it's very interesting, that not only by Hashavat Avidah does the Torah employ the literary trick of questioning. V'hitalamta? Lo titalei. Here too, it does exactly the same. V'chadalta me'azov lo? Azov da'azov imo. So why would it say it that way? Unless indeed there are times v'chadalta. There are times where you must not help. So one of the places is Be'emato ve'kochavim v'chadalta. Now, i'amet tzar ba'alei chayim dioraita. Amai v'chadalta. If you're going to tell me that tzar ba'alei chayim is the issue, so then how can you apply v'chadalta to this case? You should have to say that adarabah, azov ta'azov imami ba'alei. This is exactly where we should apply the azov ta'azov. Well, I mean, maybe tzar ba'alei chayim is dioraita, and that's referring to loading it. So, atam b'ti'ina, iachi ema seifas, and how do you explain the next case? Be'amat Yisrael, but if the animal is a Jewish animal, and the load is an akum load, then azov ta'azov. If we're talking about loading it up, then this makes no sense. You're saying, if the animal is a Jewish animal loaded up with a goy's load, why would I do that? If anything, the animal is happier not having the load. So what would be the chiyuv over there? So amai azov tazov, something doesn't make sense here. No, that's because mishum tzara the Yisrael. He's sitting there waiting for shagrir. Okay, there's no bigger tzar, right? So over there, you got to help him. So then, wait a second. If we're talking about helping him because he's sitting and waiting there, so then that means the driver is the issue. So then even in the reisha, you got the same problem. You're telling me the driver is the problem, not the behemoth. So over there also, I mean, we're certainly not going to arbitrarily make one a Jewish driver and make one a non-Jewish driver. That's ridiculous to throw in changes that are not innate in the case, right? So then talk about the same problem in the ratio. So obviously the concern is not the driver. No, of course it is. The ratio is talking about that the driver is not Jewish. Ratio is it's talking about a chamar ovet kochavim, and the safe is talking about the driver is Jewish. What? Ask it, I understand. What do you do? You take a knife and you arbitrarily decide here it's this and there it's that. Come off it. I mean, that was exactly the proof. You can't just arbitrarily change a case. No, it's not arbitrary. Usually, the driver sticks with his rig. So we're saying if the chamor is not Jewish, then the driver's not Jewish. If the chamor is Jewish, then the driver is Jewish. Because usually that's how it works. The guy owns the truck. So that means when we say it's a Jewish truck, it means there's going to be a Jewish driver. It used to be when Jews would drive. Avodah Ivrit. We've forgotten all about that, huh? So, stoma de milta inish bata chamri aziel. The norm is that people are with their own chamorim. Hold on a second. Did you just tell me that we're talking about over here loading up? I can't believe I let you get away with that. The pasuk of Vechadalta Azov Tazovimo that we're dashing is talking about unloading. It's not talking about loading. Oh, man. Well, let's get away with murder. But Chadalta Azov Tazov is referring to the pasuk of Prika, not Ti'ina. The Ti'ina pasuk was the one about Noflim Badarech. Boy, it looks like Rabbi Shimon is really right. It's easy to get confused. Okay, so now it is talking about Prika. So now how do you explain the fact that clearly Tzar Ba'alei Chayim can't be dioraita if you're telling me that I don't have to worry about it? The chadalta, why the chadalta? The animal is suffering no matter what is on its back. Ah, says the Gemara, you're right. But you know what? The Braita can be going like Rabbi Yosef lately. We already saw in the Mishnah because of the other issue that it has to be a load that is appropriate. We were willing to entertain the notion that that was the point of the machloket. And that Rabbi Yossi clearly would say, Tzar Ba'alei Chayim is not the oraita. Maybe this braita indeed follows Rabbi Yossi clearly. The Omer Tzar Ba'alei Chayim love the oraita. So you can't bring me a raya that the Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon hold that Tzar Ba'alei Chayim is not the oraita. So scotch raya 2. Beep. Next raya. Back in our simen. Behemat, behemat, ohev. We're up to ohev. Okay. If you have a friend who's got a problem with prika, and there, right on the same street, you've got your best enemy, your sone, and he's got a problem in which his load has fallen off and he needs help to put it back on. What do you do first? You do the sone. Mitzvah is sone. Kedei lakuf et yitzro. You got to learn to stop following your instincts in this issue. The Torah wants you to respond to reality and not to your emotional feelings. So therefore, force yourself to walk over to the guy whose guts you hate and do the ti'ina and let your friends suffer.
Culture Jew?
Yes, sone, we'll see, means somebody who's not religious. That's why you have a right to call him a sone. But Tosfos asks, beautiful Tosfos, famous Tosfos. Tosfos says, if it's a sone to God, so then how are you being called Fetz Yitzro? Right? So then you hate him, L'shem Shamayim. Says Tosfos, well, you may have started L'shem Shamayim. But what always happens is that then the other guy responds, and then you really hate him personally, because now it's become an issue between you. Okay, so therefore, once it's sone, the question of the Gemara is only, and how do you have a heter to have a sone? But how it happened, you're not supposed to be sone anyway, right? Okay, but it's certainly, I mean, if Tzar Baal HaChaim is an issue, I mean, what are we talking about over here? A Musser thing, you know? I mean, there's Tzar Baal HaChaim, then we got this Musser problem. I mean, don't you have to deal with the Tzar Baal HaChaim? So, eat called Tzar Kadai, the Tzar Baal HaChaim, the Oraita. Why wouldn't you do the unloading of a suffering animal, even though it belongs to a friend? Says the Gemara. No. Afilu hachi kedei lakuf et yitzro adiv. What do you think is a bigger mitzvah? The Tzar Baal HaChaim of the animal, or the Tzar Baal HaChaim of a human controlled by an animal? So it's better to get rid of the animal inside than to help the animal outside. Okay, so this is also not a raya. Well, in the end, that is what it means. But it wouldn't matter if he hates you, because you don't have a right to hate him just because he hates you. But then Lakuf et Yitro is irrelevant. So obviously you have feelings about the fact that he hates you. Right?
And that's the Yetzer you're being called.
That's the Yetzer you're being called. Otherwise, if it isn't about you, there's no Kvias Yetzer. Says the Gemara, okay, let's get on to the fourth raya. And the simon that was Sone. So we've done Behemat, Behemat, Ohev, and now we get to Sone. Okay, here it says, Sone Sha'amru Sone Yisrael. When it says over here, your enemy, it's not referring to a Nazi. It's referring to a Jewish enemy. Sone Yisrael, Alo Sone Akum. So this whole, the assumption is that when it says in the Pasuk, Ki Tirech Hamor Sona'acha, Rovetz Tachat Masa'o, Azov Ta'azov, right? And that is talking about a Jewish sone, and right now he's got a problem, and it's telling you nonetheless do it. So if you're talking about Tzar Baal HaChaim, and after all this Azov Tazov is talking about Prika, so who cares? Eat Tzar Baal HaChaim, you're right. Mali sone Yisrael, Mali sone Akum. So basically, if there's a question of whether I got to take care of the guy, fine. But if he's talking about if I got to take care of the animal, it's irrelevant whether the owner is Jewish or not. No, says the Gemara. What did you think we're referring to over here when the Braita says, who is the sone? You thought it was referring to the pasuk? Who is the sone in the pasuk of Ki Tirech Hamor Sona'acha, which was referring to a sone to do prika? No. We're referring to the Braita that we just had where it said, ohev lifrok v'sone liton. What sone liton? But liton is not Tzar Baal HaChaim. That's the point. I wasn't talking about the Pasuk. In the Pasuk, Enochinami, if you hold Tzar Baal HaChaim as the Oraita, then it's not an issue who the owner is. So we're talking, Nisavar, did you think we meant this Sone in the Pasuk, which is referring to Prika? As Sone de Matnitinkoi, we're referring now to this Sone above, the aforementioned. It should not say Matnitin, because it's not a Matnitin, it should say Matnita. The aforementioned Sone in the Braita, just a few lines ago that we had. That's what it's referring to, and that is openly referring to Ti'ina. And as we've said all along, Ti'ina is not a function of Tzar Baal HaChaim. Only Prika is. And now we shall leave the last exciting raya for Rav Tzan for tomorrow. Which part didn't you follow? There's two if sone that we're referring to over here is the pasuk that talks about kitrecha mor sonaacha roveit tachat maso azov tazov. That would be prika, and then it would be saying that tzar bal chaim is lav d'oraita because you don't have to get the heavy load off of a poor suffering animal. But if the sone is referring to the case aforementioned, which it's sone liton, it's referring to tina. Okay, perfect. Hayabatel minasela. Lo yomar lo ten li sela, lo ten lo scharo kepoel. Now the bright explains, lo ten lo scharo kepoel batel. My kepoel batel, am rabbi kepoel batel shel otam lakata batel mina. In yesham beitin mate bifnehem. It was a maisa with Iser and Rav Safran, who are obit iskabari adadi, and comes along our Safran at the end of the time, apologetic below died to the Iser, but he did it bapi betray. So Isser took him to the Rabbah Bar Avuna. Oh, Marley, okay, all you need to do is bring in the three people. Zealite Tlata, the Balakta Kamar. You could even bring in Trey Migot Tlata. Or you could even just bring two witnesses, the Balakta Babi Beit Tlata. Oh, Marley, Minolakaha, Marley the Tlan. Im Yesham Beit Inmat Nebifneim, Ein Shabifneim, Ein Beit Inmifneim, Yat Neshalokoda. Oh, Marley, what's the comparison? Atam is Mafik Mamona Mahai, Umotiv Mahai. So of course, Binyam Beit Din. But Acha Didi Shakli, it's only a Gilui Milta Be'alma who betrays Sagile. Teda Ditznan, Almana Mocheret Shalobifnei Be'din. Omale Abaye, V'lavi Itmar Al-Omer of Yosef Am Yumi Omer Nachman. It says Almana Yitzurcha Be'din means Be'din Jamumchin. Ava Tzurcha Be'din Shaled Yotot. Matza'a Berefet Em Chayavba, Bershut Arabim Chayavba, V'im Hayeta, Be'bet HaKvarot Lo Yitamela. Im amar lo aviv itame, o shamar lo al tachzir, lo yishmalo. Parak v'ta'an, afilu arba'a v'chamisha pa'amim, chayav, shenemar ha'azov ta'azov. Alach v'yashav lo, v'amar, hoyo v'alach ha'mitzvah, please, if you want to grow up, patur, shenemar imo, im yazakeno, koled, he can't handle it, so that chayav. Mitzvah min ha'tara lefrog, aval lo lit'on. Rabbi Shimon omer af lit'on. Rabbi Yosef Aglili omer, Im ayal avietar masao anyway in zakuklo shnemar tachat masao masur sheyachol amod bo. Omar Rava refet shamru clearly ena mata but also ena meshamaret because ena mata minitarei chayavma but ena meshamaret minitzuch lemite ena chayav. I mean obviously zak darch meshamaret. Hash if I would have found this animal avroi ma'ayal legavoi mashkechol megavoi mi boy elish ma'amina ena meshamaret shma'amina. Mitzaa berefet eno chayav. Am Reb Yitzchak v'hu she'omedet chutz l'tchum. Bechlal der Bereshut Rabbim filu b'toch ha'tchum nami chayav. Iker amat la'aseifa Bereshut Rabbim chayav. Am Reb Yitzchak she'omedet chutz l'tchum. Bechlal der Berefet afilu omedet chutz l'tchum eno chayav. Beit ha'kvarot li lo yitamei tana rabbanim minayin she'amar lo aviv yitamei. Or she'amar lo al tachzir. Shelo yishma lo shenemar ish imo va'aviv tirov ve'et shabto tay tishmoro ani Hashem kulchem chayavim bechvodi taima dekatav rachman et shabto tay tishmoro halav achi ava min atzayt alei v'amai hayasei v'ay lo tasei v'asei v'lo ati asei v'dachi lo tasei v'asei itzvek sak etatecha mina hoyo v'u kash kibra ve'im lechvodo shemako shenema kan kaveret avich v'timecha. V'ne'emar la'alan kaveret Hashem yihonecha, yokav litzayet lei, kamash brondo lo lishma lei. Mitzvah min ha'Torah lifrok aval lo liton, mai aval lo liton. Ima yeh b'chlal no mitzvah liton. I mean, it's a posik, mai shalom prika, dechtiv azov ta'azov imot, inana mikdiv akeb takim imot. Ela must mean mitzvah min ha'Torah lifrok b'chinam, but lo liton b'chinam ala b'schar, Rabbi Shimon says, even liton b'chinam. Which is basically what the Braita says. Tani alta rabbanu prika bechinam tina b'schar. Rabbi Shimon amar zubez bechinam. My tamei ad rabbanu. Because they say, look, he's akatetik Rabbi Shimon, and there's no difference between prika v'teina. Lichtav akwan of teina v'lobay prika. V'ana amina. If teina the litbatzar by the chayim v'lak echisaron kis chayav. Prika the itbatzar by the chayim v'chisaron kis. Losh kol shekein. El lama yechatakat v'rachmanu. Must be lo malacha. That prikaz bechinam and tina besachar. Rabbi Shimon, my time out. No, he says the lo misai be kroy. Rabbanu, what's the matter with the kroy? Here it says rovetz tachat masa'o, and there it says no flim badarach, which means flat out on the street, the Ramo Inu Vitu, Niobi Urka Mashma. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says, oh, what it means to me, Nofli Baderach would mean Inu with to Unayo Alayo Mashma. Omar Rabba, but the important thing here is that Midivre Shneem Neomad, Tzah Balachem Neoraita. Because even Rabbi Shimon never said anything but that Lo Mesai Mikroi. Ava Mesai Mikroi would have agreed that we would have a Dersh Kavachomer. What's the Kavachomer? La Mishum Tzah Balachem Darshina. But maybe not. Maybe for Chisaron Kis. Bachikomer, Matina Delet Bachisaron Kis is Chayav. Prika Adid Bachisaron Kis because the animal's going to bust. Lo Koshekim. What is that supposed to mean? Dina never has chisaron kis. I mean, couldn't it be talked about even in a case where he's bato bishuke and loses everything, or atiganve and steal everything? Teina the tzar balchem diorayta. The tani sefer yisak lino ber vayalav yater al masoi zakuklo shnei matagan masoi masui sheyachol lamod bo. So apparently the Tanakama holds zakuklo. My timer obviously must be tzar balchayim, right? So must be diorayta. Why? Dilma, they're just arguing about how to understand Tachat Masa'o pligi. Reb Yoshi Sava Dashina Tachat Masa'o as Masur Shecholam Odbo. And the Rabbanan says, look, Tachat Masa'o is just a loose possessive. Lo Dashina Tachat Masa'o. Anyway, Teda, the Tzar Balachayim Lav, the Oraita, from the Mishnah itself. Diktani Reisha, Halach V'yashav Lo V'amalo V'alach HaMitzvah Lifrok Pro Patur. Shinemar Imo. V'isak Tachat Tzar Balachayim Neoraita Mali Yite Lamore Ba'ade Mali Kilet Lamore Ba'ade. No, the Olam Tzar Balachem could be the Oraita. When it says over here, Patur, what did you think? It means Patur Lagamre. Maybe it means Patur Bechinam Bechayev Besachar. V'achikam Merachmona. Ki ite lamore ba'adei, so then avagabe Bechinam. But if the guy goes off smoking a cigar, and let the lamore ba'adei avagabe Besachar. But certainly, Olam, you have to deal with it, because Tzar Balachem is the Oraita. Let me say, Yehali. That would explain why Metabel Baki Behemat Yisrael. But if you're telling me Tzar Balachem is not the Oraita, so my Metabel Baki Behemat Yisrael, no, that could be because of Eva. Okay, I mean, Stavra, the Ketani. Imaitatu una yayin asur, then in Zakukla. So if you're going to tell me love the Oraita, so I can say Bishamachi and Zakukla because it's not an Eva issue over there. But Eliyama, do you write Ava and Zakukla? No, Hoki Kamer, Lahatina Yain Asura and Zakukla. Maybe. Toshma, Bematovit Kochavimu Masu Yisrael. Says the Torah, Vechadalta. It means Vechadalta. See, Eliyama, Tzar Balakim, do you write Amai Vechadalta? On the contrary, this would be a classic Azov Tazobi Boile. Not necessarily. Lolam Tzar Balakim is the Oraita. And there was talk about Ti'ina, Yochim Asefa. Be'mad Yisrael Masri of Kechavim, Azov Ta'azov. If we're talking about Ti'ina, why Azov Ta'azov if it basically belongs to a Goy? No, that's because Mishum Tzar Yisrael. So then Yochim Fil Reshinami, the Reish is talking about the drivers of Kechavim. Sefa Bechamor Yisrael, the Reish, my, ask him. Stom in a milta, Inchi, Batachamri Azil. It's pepriku dechtive. Yeah, you're right. Okay, so Omani Rabbi Zaglili. The Omar Tzar Balechayim, love the Oraita. Toshma, if you have an ohev lifrok and a sonei litzon, mitzvah besonei kidei lachuf et yitzro, v'isa gadai tzar balechayim the Oraita, ho odifle. No, not necessarily. Afilosh kidei lachuf et yitzro is odif. Toshma, sonei shamru sonei Yisrael, velo sonei akum. But if Tzar Balachayim is the Oraita, mali sonei Yisrael, mali sonei akum. Well, what do you think we're talking about over here? Sonei de krokoi. We're talking about sonei in the matnita koi, which is Ti'ina.